This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for November 15th, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything Rock. Just announced, the Rock Resurrection Tour is headed to Roadrunner in Boston. Theory of a Dead Man and Skillet with special guest Saint Asonia will be at Roadrunner on Saturday, February 25th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, November 18th at 10 a.m. Check the event calendar at MistressCarrie.com for more details. Rush bassist and vocalist Geddy Lee's memoir, which was originally scheduled for release in the fall of 2022, is now coming out next spring. According to the website of the publisher, HarperCollins, the book will tentatively arrive on May 16th of 2023. However, they have not yet released the title. The book was edited by Noah Eaker and is around 400 pages and will be available as a hardcover or an ebook. Kiss bassist and vocalist Gene Simmons underwent a procedure earlier yesterday to have excess kidney stones removed. The 73-year-old's wife, Shannon Simmons, uploaded a photo of her husband's socks at the hospital, along with the caption, quote, "Gotta love hashtag hospital socks." A couple of hours later, Gene himself shared a video of him lying on the hospital bed while wearing a medical gown and a head covering. He included the following message, quote, "Hey, thanks you guys for the calls, but honestly, I'm fine." Shannon took the video. "Just cleaning the tubes for excess kidney stones. Look awful, but really no big deal. Took an hour, then drove to have a hot dog. I appreciate your good wishes." The nominees for the 2023 class of inductees into the Songwriters Hall of Fame have quite an interesting and diverse crowd to choose from. 12 performing songwriters or songwriting teams and 12 non-performing songwriters or songwriting teams are vying to join the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Three songwriters or teams in each of the two divisions will be inducted into the 54th Annual Induction and Awards Gala on June 15th in New York City. Nominees in the performing songwriters category include Bryan Adams, Blondie, Snoop Dogg, the Doobie Brothers, Gloria Estefan, Vince Gill, Anna Nancy Wilson, Jeff Lynne, R.E.M., Sade, Patti Smith, and Steve Winwood. And speaking of nominations, the Grammy Award nominations are coming later today. And the Canadian Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences announced that Nickelback will be inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame as part of the 2023 Juno Awards. The ceremony will take place in Alberta on March 13th. As part of an effort to assist disaster relief and beyond, Aerosmith have partnered with the American Red Cross. They've donated two community emergency vehicles to the Red Cross of Central Florida. The two 2023 Chevrolet Silverado trucks are in production and will be delivered in the spring of 2023. In recognition of the generous support, the vehicles will feature the band's signature Walk This Way logo. Joe Perry saying, quote, "Aerosmith and I were devastated by the disastrous impact of Hurricane Ian. Too often, we are seeing these disasters increase in frequency and intensity due to climate change. Having a strong Red Cross is more critical than ever before." Joe Perry is a resident of Sarasota, Florida. He said, quote, "We're proud to support the Red Cross, and we know these vehicles will be an important tool to helping people in need for years to come." Jay Leno was admitted to the hospital with burns to his face after one of his vintage cars unexpectedly erupted in flames on Monday. TMZ reported the renowned car collector was reportedly visiting the LA garage where he stores his cars when one of his vintage vehicles burst without warning. The flames burned the left side of his face, thankfully sparing his eye and ear. Leno was taken to the Grossman Burn Center where he's being treated for his injuries. Kurt Cobain's 1989 stage-played smashed and signed guitar used on Nirvana's first U.S. tour has sold at Julian's Auctions for $486,000. Legendary rockers Foreigner have announced their farewell tour, set to launch on July 6th of 2023 in Atlanta. Foreigner will be joined by Loverboy. Tickets for the tour go on sale this Friday, and it includes two stops in New England, including August 4th in Guilford, New Hampshire at the Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion, and August 5th in Mansfield at the Xfinity Center. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes of the Mistress Carrie podcast come out every Wednesday. Episode 127, featuring Edgar Winter, is available now.